The gist for The Big Energy Sink, Part 2. ME/CFS and Long COVID Study Suggests Immune Cells Robbing the Body of Energy. Health Rising reported some time ago that Vishnu Shankar, a PhD Stanford student, engineered a study that assessed energy production in ME/CFS patients' immune cells. The study recently appeared in preprint form and includes some new findings, so it's on to round two of this fascinating study. Shankar focused on immune cells because they provide a good test case for assessing energy production. It turns out that protecting the body from pathogens is quite an energy-intensive project. Even when it's not fighting off an infection, the immune system uses about 15 to 20% of our energy. The study assessed both mitochondrial activity and oxidative stress in immune cells in ME/CFS patients, long COVID patients, and healthy controls. The immune cells in the ME/CFS long COVID patients weren't pumping out as much energy as the healthy control cells, suggesting they were damaged and possibly exhausted. Because damaged mitochondria can become free radical producing machines, they took a look at oxidative stress, free radical levels. Just as a damaged automobile engine produces more exhaust than a well-functioning one, damaged mitochondria spew out more toxins, i.e. free radicals. Immune cells have to switch their afterburners on to get the energy to go after pathogens. Producing that energy comes at a cost, though, in the form of increased levels of reactive oxygen species, oxidative stress, or free radicals. Note the key word reactive oxygen species. These are unbalanced oxygen molecules which try to achieve balance by ripping electrons from other molecules, hence the word reactive. Dramatically higher levels of reactive oxygen species were found in both the ME/CFS and long COVID patients, immune cells, compared to the healthy controls. ME/CFS patients had the highest levels. A closer look revealed, however, that the reactive oxygen species were almost wholly centered in the immune cells from female ME/CFS patients. Both male ME/CFS and long COVID patients did, however, exhibit elevated glutathione levels, indicating that their immune cells were also dealing with increased oxidative stress levels, which have triggered the production of the master antioxidant in our cells, glutathione. Altogether, multiple pathways that deal with oxidative stress, glutathione, superoxide dismutase, lipid oxidative damage, etc., appear to have been overwhelmed in the immune cells in both ME/CFS and long COVID patients. In all cases, the ME/CFS patients were worse off than the long COVID patients, leading the authors to suggest that long COVID was an intermediate condition between health and ME/CFS. Increased levels of mitochondrial calcium, which drive the production of reactive oxygen species in the mitochondria, provided another potential explanation for the increased levels of oxidative stress. That was a very interesting finding, given that in 2021, Wirth and Scheibenbogen proposed that increased mitochondrial levels of calcium were a core factor in ME/CFS. Once again, damage to the lipids that protect our cells and the organelles in our cells popped out during a metabolomic analysis of T cells. Since reactive oxygen species target lipids, this finding makes sense, and it underscored what a big deal lipid issues have become in ME/CFS studies over the past few years. Once again, men and women had different findings. Oxidative stress was worse in women, while lipid damage was more extensive in men. Plus, the study suggested that when confronted with high oxidative stress levels, women's T cells go on a hyperproliferation binge, potentially sucking more energy from the rest of the body. Trying to reduce the oxidative stress present, they used antioxidants like NAC to increase glutathione, metformin to increase SOD2 expression and liproxstatin 1 to reduce lipid peroxide levels in cell cultures, and found that NAC and metformin was able to reduce immune activity to some extent. That finding suggested that the right antioxidants might be able to tame the immune activity and improve energy levels. All in all, the authors proposed that long periods of elevated reactive oxygen species damage the mitochondria, producing a long-term problem of energy depletion. Because the immune cells already use up so much energy in the body, and then struggle to produce energy in ME/CFS and long COVID, the authors propose that immune problems in these diseases produce an energy sink that draws energy from other areas of the body.